Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Kyle with WMMA Fighters. Championship Rounds, Episode 4, coming at you right now. First, gonna talk about UFC Chile and some upcoming events. UFC Chile is a great one. A lot of WMMA fights on that card. So, let's get right to it with the FS2. So it's a Fight Night 129. FS1 main card at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, so adjust yourself accordingly. Prelims start at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on FS2, and there's a great prelim fight between Pauliana Botello and Ciarán Condo. Ciarán Condo's got a great background, great performance in her debut. She controlled the fight from the start to finish, so she will definitely look to do that against the dangerous Botello. Botello, we know, is another one of the just stellar Brazilian WMMA athletes out there. She's got it all from top to bottom, stand up, ground, whatever, doesn't matter. She's got it. So that's an awesome matchup. And even though it is a prelim fight, that's our throwdown of the week, and it is. Because it should absolutely set the tone for the night. It should definitely help. Pollyanna's got a great record. Let's talk about Siri real quick first. So she's a 6-0, 5 decision wins, 1 win by knockout TKO. She hails out of Japan. Was a pro wrestler for a while. Shoot boxing. Was one of the top in shoot boxing over there, which is a huge sport overseas. And she is got her feet wet in MMA at Pancrase starting in 2016 and has taken it all the way up to the UFC where she fought last in September of 2017. So she's ready to go. Look for her to have a, like I said, she pushes the pace. Great conditioning, good hands, good footwork. So yeah, she should be putting on a show. Pauliana Botello, 6-1, you know, like I said, a Brazilian stud. She is currently on a 4-fight win streak. She last fought at UFC 216 in October. I was on the prelims there. And hasn't lost since 2014, and she's taken down some big names, Karina Rodriguez, Pearl Gonzalez, Savannah Gomez Juarez, which was a that was a good one at XFC. Pollyanna is also the former XFC champion. So, great fight in the strawweight division. Another thing to notice about these UFC Chile fights, they're all official after weigh-ins. So, yeah, that's our throwdown of the week. Even though you got crazy matchup like Veronica Macedo versus Andrea Lee. So, Andrea KGB Lee making her UFC debut. And everybody, you know, people love watching her fight. She's got a great personality, great attitude, and it's just a solid fighter. They're gonna fight in the flyweight division, 125. Looking forward to that. You know, that's UFC's latest and greatest division. 4 submission wins, 2 wins by knockout TKO for Andrea Lee, and she is currently on a 4-fight win streak as well. She's taken down some big names, and she's been Invicta, LFA, and that's mostly where she spent her professional career. Yeah, Andrea don't play. 8-2, rock solid. She is a fighting out of Louisiana. Fun fighter to watch. Veronica Macedo is one of those who her focus, her intensity. Those are the kinds of things that she brings. Unfortunately, she lost her last outing. That was at UFC Fight Night 93 back in 2016. Hasn't been in the cage since, but before that, she won all 5 of her fights. So she's ready. It's been a while. She's been out of the game for a while. She's ready. She's pumped up. 5-1 and 1 no contest. You know, she's another one, got conditioning for days. So look for her intensity to potentially be the X factor, and it could be her downfall as well. So, but I'm going with the shock pick on this one. I'm picking Veronica. over Andrea Lee. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but I'm just going for the shock in that one. Backtrack for a minute. I'm getting Botello over Kondo, and then a great matchup: Tatiana Suarez versus Alexa Grasso. I mean, I can't think of a better match right now in the strawweight division, especially after all the strawweight fights that have occurred lately in the UFC. This one's great. 6-0 for Tatiana. She's had some injury issues, but she is back. She looked great in her last outing. Alexa Grasso lost a heartbreaking decision, but never leave it in the hands of the judges. Personally, I'm a big fan of both of these fighters. I don't. This is one of those that's really hard to pick, but Tatiana had a great showing, unanimous decision. Really, she dominated from start to finish against Vivian Pereira, but that just shows Vivian's toughness. She's a grappler first, but can stand up, and that should be Alexa's go-to strategy here. Said up until her last, no, that's right. No, she lost to Felice Herrig. That's my apologies. Her last fight was a win. So, the Felice Herrig fight was a disappointing decision, but she's good. She's looking good. 10-1, 4 knockouts, 6 decisions, pretty well rounded. So her go-to should be to stand up here. This is another tough pick for me. I'm going with Tatiana. I just think her grappling will be a little too much, but look for Grasso, I mean, to put up a fight. This one very well could go the distance. I'm not really seeing it any other way, to be honest. So, with that said, great WMMA from the UFC tonight. 3 awesome fights. FS2 prelims start at 8 Eastern PM. FS1 main card, 10 PM Eastern. So, get on that. That Andrea Lee Macedo fight is going to be crazy. The fans are going to lose their minds. So that should be a good one. Botello is always fun as well. So keep that going. Then just handling more business again. We are using the power of mobility, podcasting, social media, and whatnot to deliver our content. It's a new wave, and that's what we're doing. So, with that said, that's our focus now. We're going to keep it short and sweet. We have Mallory Martin coming up the next couple weeks. We have the King of the Cage champion, Jamie Hinshaw, coming back as well. Pearl Gonzalez on deck. So we got a lot of guests. Olivia Parker, Chloe Padilla. We're going to talk to Christina Ricker again. Lindsey Van Zandt. So there's a lot of things going on with us. A lot of content. We're going to deliver our rankings and upcoming fights a little differently. I think you guys are going to like that. So yeah, stay tuned. WMA Fighters on Twitter is where all the updates are, and some of the stuff's on Facebook. Facebook Live is still happening. That's a lot of fun, and that's where a lot of these live streams will be. It's just a good platform, just a good platform for us to use and leverage. So, yeah, that's where we're headed, and appreciate everybody. And we'll be talking about our Patreon page soon. So, everybody have a great day and catch the UFC tonight.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.